Pets, located at 8320 Kennedy Avenue in Highland. Call me for a free consultation at 219-845-6000. That's 219-845-6000.
Pleasant good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. 9:07 in the Calumet right now. And the following program is part of the Community Programming Initiative at WJOB. You know what that's all about. This is the deal where you put a few lira, a few shekels in the slot, as Jed says, and this is time for your company, your city, or civic organization to purchase some time on the Voice of the Region. And today, this is the Edison Community Watch, and this show would be hosted by Janet Vanez, and she is a councilperson in Hammond, Indiana, a councilperson at large, I believe, Janet?
That is correct.
I got that correct, and I'll let you introduce your special guest. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the Edison Community Watch. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Region. Good morning, Gene. How is everybody doing? Welcome to the Edison Community Watch Show. We are an all-volunteer community group that meets the first Wednesday of each month at Edison School in Hammond. Our next meeting is this Wednesday, May 1st at 6:30 p.m. Our guest speaker this month is Mayor McDermott and the 12-year-old Optimus Baseball Bulldogs that the mayor happens to coach and who will have the honor of playing in the Cal Ripken World Series at Optimus Park in August. We so often only hear about the bad things that kids do, and we feel really strongly that it's important to highlight some of our focused kids who contribute to the community, who are involved. So we're really excited to introduce the Bulldogs to our neighborhood. Crime Watch and community groups in the city of Hammond have become a valuable tool in our community. We've informed our residents how to be the eyes and ears of our police department and the city, and most importantly, to make the call. If you see something that is just not right, please call the police, because community is not just about me, it's about us. This month, our guest speaker is Jim Vayette, president of the Hammond Citywide Crime Watch and director of the Harrison Park Crime Watch. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
If anybody has any questions, you can give us a call at 845-1100. So, Jim, how long has Crime Watch been in existence in Hammond?
Well, to my knowledge, it started in the late 90s.
Oh, okay. I do recall going to some meetings over by Strax, I think it was, or Van Til's on 169th Street, and there was Sergeant Granger at the time who, that was his sole responsibility, was community affairs, and he organized and went to all of the Crime Watch meetings. So that's quite a while. How many active Crime Watch groups or community groups are there in Hammond?
We have 9 Crime Watch groups and 3 community groups.
Watch. Okay, okay. We were talking before we went on the air. Do you know, or can you tell us where some of these Crime Watch groups are and where they meet? I know there's one in Whiting Robertsdale. They meet at St. Joe's College. I believe, well, you can tell me on what day, but I know that's one that's in the first district, and they are very active. And Jim is feverishly looking for when they meet. I want to say they're the first or second Thursday of the month.
Well, we have Columbia Crime Watch.
Oh, Columbia. Okay.
They just restarted recently. They're on the third Monday of the month.
And that's in the second district.
Right.
At Columbia School.
Columbia School.
Mm-hmm. They start at 6:30?
7 p.m.
7 p.m., okay.
At 6:30 they have refreshments for everybody.
Oh, okay, that's nice. That's nice.
Okay, we also have East Hammond Pullman.
That's in the third district.
The mm-hmm. third district. They're at Ophelia Steen Center, and they're 6:30 p.m. on the third Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
And Harrison Park, which is the one I'm running, we have that on first Wednesday of the even number months at 5 p.m.
And that's at the VFW on Home and Avenue.
VFW on Home and Avenue. Mm-hmm. Hessville Crime Watch, they're at the Gene Shepherd Center. They have 7:30 p.m. on the third Tuesday.
Okay.
Third Thursday, excuse me.
Okay.
Of each
okay.
month.
That's a good one. I've been to, I've been to all of the Crime Watches, as a matter of fact.
Indy Illy, they have theirs at the First Methodist Church on Holman Avenue. They have...
They're pretty much quarterly, aren't they?
They're quarterly or several times a year, whenever necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Jefferson Crime Watch, and they have theirs at Jefferson School during the school year.
The
schools are mm-hmm. closed, then they try to have it at the Woodmar Methodist Church. There's 6:30 p.m. on the last Wednesday of each month.
Mm-hmm.
South Hammond. They have their meetings on the Hammond Housing Authority on 173rd Street, 1402 173rd, on the third Thursday of each month.
And they start at 7 o'clock, too, don't they?
They start at 7 p.m.
Okay.
Whiting-Robertsdale, they have theirs at Calumet College, room 200, 6:30 p.m., the second Thursday of each month. And let's see, Woodmar.
Woodmar is still kind of getting...
They're still looking for a place to have their meetings. They're taking what they can right now.
Okay. They hadn't met for several months.
Right. It's been reactivated.
Okay, good.
Okay, and we have your Radisson Community Watch.
Mm-hmm.
6:30, first Wednesday of each month. And what's the other ones?
There's one at Irving Community Watch. That Irving. One, I know, has been struggling a little bit, and they've been trying to meet in the morning with the cooperation of the principal over there Friday mornings, but there isn't any set schedule on that. So there are a lot of people in the city of Hammond who are involved in Crime Watch and care about their neighborhoods. How did you get involved in Crime Watch?
Well, I live in the Harrison Park area, right off of State Line. And when we started this, which is actually 7 years ago now, there was three of us that started, and we had five people at the time working on this. Now it ends up I'm the only one still concerned, and my wife helps me. But we got tired of, you know, I'll be sitting on my front porch, and I see drug deals out in front of my house and prostitutes walking all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And find needles, you know, syringes and all that laying in the street. So we figured, let's do something.
Good. So you decided to take your neighborhood back.
We took it back.
Good for you. That's terrific. You know, Hammond is an urban community, and we have challenges. And it's so nice to hear that there are residents who are concerned about the ongoings in their neighborhood. I applaud you for stepping up to that. If one wanted to start a Crime Watch group, how would you go about it?
Well, the best way would be to contact community affairs officer.
And, okay.
And he, in turn, will contact us, and or you can call me direct.
Okay. And the number for community affairs at the Hammond Police Department is 852-6374. Every Crime Watch group has a community policing officer in attendance. Do the police find Crime Watch groups beneficial?
Yes, they do. If they didn't, I don't think they would be at the meetings.
Yeah, probably.
And they give you information. They give a crime stats for the area or whatever you want, if you want for citywide. They give it, you hear about things that you don't read or in the newspaper or hear on the radio or anything, but they give you all the stats.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
very beneficial to people who are concerned about their neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. So, as a councilwoman in the city of Hammond, I do attend many of the Crime Watch meetings, and it's surprising the amount of information that you can get from the residents. Everything from crime in their neighborhood that the police, of course, will handle, I got a complaint at one of the, I think it was the Columbia Crime Watch meeting the other day, that this two blocks in Hammond put their trash cans out and leave them there 24/7. And we have an ordinance that prohibits that. You're supposed to put your trash cans out and then put them away once the trash is picked up. So, you know, it cleans up our streets a little bit. And there are people who are concerned about things of that nature. I also get a lot of complaints about boarded up buildings. And I turn that information over to our code enforcement department. Sometimes I think that they're going to call my husband and ask him to take my keys away from me, because when I drive around the city, I have a pad of paper and pencil, and I write down all of these addresses, come home, and send an email to code enforcement. So, but that's the way we get things done. The mayor always tells us that the squeaky wheel gets the grease, so I'm here to squeak on behalf of the residents of the city of Hammond. All of the Crime Watch groups are comprised of volunteers, correct?
Correct.
And how much time do the directors and the volunteers devote to putting a meeting together?
Well, you know, it varies at times. It depends how many people you anticipate coming, which, you know, you got to talk to the your guest speaker. And what I do, I started serving refreshments. I've always had cans of pop or bottled water and mm-hmm. stuff, but now I'm going to bring donuts and coffee and stuff. It seemed more people come for the food.
That does happen. That yeah. does happen. And what I have found as well is that for many months, you don't get a very large turnout until there is something that happens in your neighborhood. And then everybody is up in arms. Why doesn't somebody do something? Why doesn't somebody take action? And what they didn't realize is that we as volunteers have been there taking action on their behalf all along.
Well, people realize when you go to Crime Watch meetings, it's not because of something that happened just now. It's a wealth of information. We have our guest speakers, and they explain everything that's going on. We have council people come there and tell everybody what's going on in the neighborhood, what's planned and everything. And like I said before, they learn learn more about what crime is actually happening in the neighborhood, and not just wait for something. Just go every meeting, and you learn a lot.
And how to prevent.
You know, we're not vigilantes.
Exactly.
Like that guy in Florida, he made a bad name for Crime Watch.
Mm-hmm.
But we instruct people how, if they see something happening, to call the police. Not do anything yourself. Call the police. And with the police, you don't have to give your name or anything there. You know, it's all...
Exactly.
So.
And the police do encourage our residents to call the police. They, I've heard them say that they would much rather get a call about nothing than not get a call about something. I believe it was Chief Miller at a Crime Watch meeting recently was saying that there was a house that was broken into, and they walked out with this big screen TV and all that kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. and when they were canvassing the neighborhood, the neighbor across the street said, "Oh yeah, I saw some guys over there about 10:30 in the morning, and they backed a van up, and I saw them loading." But I just didn't think much of it. And, well, did you call the police? No. Why not? And that is how we clean up our neighborhood. We have heard since the beginning of the year that crime is down in the city of Hammond. And I know that statistics don't mean anything to someone who has been a victim of a crime, but I think that the numbers do speak to the involvement of the residents in the city of Hammond, how the police do listen to what the residents have to say, and they act on it. If anybody has any questions, our number is 845-1100. So how do you choose your guest speakers?
Well, when I have my meetings, I usually ask the people, who would you like? What would you want to more information on?
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me, and I try my best to get that speaker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have found that in the Irving neighborhood, of course, there's a large Spanish population over there, and communication is a little bit difficult, but I'm having everything translated into Spanish, so the helpful information can get out to the Spanish community. But in that neighborhood, a lot of information with regard to what Frank Mervan and the North Township offers is very helpful for residents. I've been at Golden Manor, which is a senior building on 175th and Columbia, and the information that they want is with regard to Meals on Wheels. Is there any assistance for them with regard to their prescriptions? And one of the meetings that we had there was even about end-of-life protection. We invited Chris Sakalaris from the Legal Aid Clinic, and she spoke about, you know, wills and power of attorney and things of that nature. There was a situation at Golden Manor that a senior, of course, resident, had signed over power of attorney to her caregiver. And unfortunately, when she passed away, there were some real problems with the family. So I, too, listened to what the neighborhood or the particular location is looking for, and I try to get them the best information possible. With Edison Community Watch, as I said at the beginning of the show, we like to highlight kids groups. because we only hear about the bad things that kids do, and we feel it's really important to let the neighborhoods know that we do have good kids in Hammond. We do have kids that are engaged and who are doing wonderful things. So we always try to get a group of kids that are involved. And we're really excited this month, of course, to have the mayor's baseball team because they're going to play in the World Series. As I understand it, the host city has one team that will automatically get into the World Series, and of course it's the mayor's team, so that's really exciting for them. It's really exciting for us as Hammond residents to have representation on the ball field, so that's pretty exciting. How did you feel back a couple of months ago? A local official referred to the Crime Watch people as do-gooders. How did you feel about that? Gino's over here laughing.
Well,
that kind of struck a chord with a lot of people.
I started thinking about that. I don't know if he said it sarcastically or the good way. So I looked it up in the dictionary. Do-gooders is a person who helps other people. Mm-hmm. And that's what Crime Watch is about. So you can take it either way, either sarcastic or good. But it probably was sarcastic. But
well, no. I personally would like to see more people involved in what's going on in our neighborhoods because Hammond is our home. We want Hammond to be the best that it can be. And just as we all work around our own personal homes, we need to be engaged in our community. I know that does not speak to everyone, and there are obligations with our families and our jobs, and that's why most of us who are involved in Crime Watch are seniors. God, I just put myself in that category, but yes, I am a senior, and what moved me to get involved was I went to a Crime Watch meeting at Edison School. And there was a paltry showing. There were four people that showed up. And I thought, oh, this is so embarrassing. So I spoke with my husband, who was involved with Sergeant Granger at the time. And he spoke to the person who was handling the Edison area. And she was more than willing to turn the responsibilities over to me, and that's kind of how I got started. I was surprised that there weren't more people who were involved in the community. We do have a caller, George.
Hello, can you hear me?
Good morning. Hi there, how are you?
Okay, I just was really stunned by that comment, that this attempt at stigmatizing people that are involved with Crime Watch or attend Crime Watch meetings as do-gooders, as though we had our head in the sand or something. I mean, that is the first line of defense for all of us.
I couldn't agree with you more.
You know, you should be much more, well, I know you can't be, but I'm just like, who is this clown that said that that we're a bunch of do-gooders as to stigmatize it? And I thought, I just utterly reject that. I mean, like you said, you learn so much. It reduces the frequency of occurrence of crime, for everything from criminal action or and other issues that arise in the way we, you know, go about our daily observation and stuff, and keeping the place safe so we can enjoy our quality of life here.
You are absolutely right. When I heard that remark made at a city council meeting, I know my jaw dropped to the floor because that I feel that we as residents of the city of Hammond have a responsibility to our neighborhood, to our city. And go ahead, call me a do-gooder. Let it be sarcastic. I don't care. I know that I and all of the people who are volunteers, and I emphasize volunteers. Nobody gets paid for any of this. And we are out there every month informing our residents as to what is going on in our neighborhood, both good and bad. We can't ignore the bad. But we also talk about some of the good things that are going on in the city. So if you want to be informed, if you want to be a quote-unquote do-gooder, come on. We welcome all of
you. Well, not only that, but you get to develop a rapport with the local police and fire and all these, you know, these other agencies. And so, you know, you get to learn how things work, and you know, it's more efficient, and that would improve reaction time. And, you know, the problem is the only way you can really tell the real difference it makes is if it suddenly was to stop. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and then
absolutely.
And then you'd see the vacuum suddenly be filled. You know what I'm saying? Right now we're very diligent. There's a lot of people diligent on this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. It's such a subtle, almost, it's so worked into the fabric of our lives. We don't really pay much, but pull it away, and I think you'd see a big gaping hole that would quickly be filled with stuff people don't even want to talk about.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Thank you.
Thank you, George. All righty, we have MX on the line. Good morning.
How are you doing, Janet?
Good. How about you?
Good. Well, you know, I'm a both of them. I'm a chronic complainer and a do-gooder.
Well, it's okay to complain if you are doing something about it. But just to sit on the couch and complain and expect somebody else to do something about it, that I find unacceptable. So I applaud you for getting off the couch.
Well, I want to say thanks to you and everybody that's involved in this crime watch, and it has worked. And I heard you say, well, some people don't show up sometimes, but it seems like when crime is up, and it is down now because I got the statistics right in front of me from the last crime watch, people don't show up to the crime watch.
You're right.
But I did ask Officer Holbrook, I says, are you getting phone calls? And he said, yes. So I'm figuring there's probably been at least 300 different people, not the same people, that came through the crime watch since I think Eddie Warren had it first, Officer Warren.
Oh, actually, Sergeant Granger was before Warren,
okay.
I think.
And
I
then
could
Officer,
be wrong.
Officer Holbrook got it.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he gets a lot of, you know, he gets calls. So the crime watch has worked. And
yes,
plus,
they
you
do.
Can have a rapport with, I mean, Chief Brian Miller, what a guy. I call
Isn't
him Chuck
he
Norris
great?
Of Hessville.
Yeah, he's great.
I can get a hold of him if I need him, and I can get a hold of Scott Holbrook. They
mm-hmm.
get back with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're winning this battle on crime because the statistics are so low. I couldn't believe all the zeros.
Exactly.
But that's all I want to say.
All righty. Thanks, MX. With regard to that, as a councilwoman, I do receive a printout of the crime statistics. And, of course, the 4th District has three Crime Watch groups in it, which is probably a little bit more than any other district. But for years, we have been preaching the message, make the call, make the call. And when I look at the statistics, the number of dispatched calls in the 4th District consistently is more than double than the other districts in the city. So the message is getting out there to make the call. Even if you think it might not be of any consequence, please make the call. The police want to hear from all of us. So Jim, we're getting close to the end. What rewards you personally about Crime Watch?
I believe the satisfaction of people learning how to fight crime and becoming more knowledgeable about everything that's going on and participating. That's
And helping...
That's my satisfaction.
Yeah, absolutely. Helping people help themselves because you can direct them to the proper department. Well, we're just about out of time. We ask the region to think about us and not just me. Attend a Crime Watch meeting or community meeting. It's only through our combined efforts that we can affect change. For a list of Crime Watch meetings, you can visit EdisonCommunityWatch.com or HammondCrimeWatch.com. If you can't make a Crime Watch or community meeting in your neighborhood and you have a complaint or concern, you can visit EdisonCommunityWatch.com and email me, Janet Vinez, through the website. I'd be more than happy to help. Thanks, Region. We look forward to talking to you next month. And remember, community is not just about me. It's about us. Watching you, watching you, watching you.